Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today we turn to the truth of the gospel, the basics of the gospel, that in Christ Jesus there is freedom, a freedom to be a new and different kind person, a freedom to live as gathered people around Jesus in a new and a different kind of church. Well, a couple of years ago, my wife Rachel and I had the opportunity to travel to Italy to visit our daughter Micah, who was studying there. And it was a wonderful trip. First time I'd ever been to Europe, and wow, I was amazed to have that opportunity and to see the romance of Venice with the canals and the gondolas and the beauty of Florence. I mean, if you want to be amazed and stand before the statue of David, your breath will truly be taken away. And then there was the food of Bologna. Bologna was where Micah was studying, but that's where the bolognese sauce that we know as spaghetti sauce first originated. So to have the original stuff is pretty good. But then there was Rome. Certainly a busy and hectic city. But there was something about Rome, with the history that you saw everywhere, with the opportunity to walk and look at the Sistine Chapel, the architecture that was all around. Amazing, breathtaking. In a word, surreal, if you will. The one thing that really, though, that grabbed my attention was when we came upon the Colosseum. The massive structure that was built in 70 AD. Interestingly enough, the same time the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed. Built to celebrate the riches and the wonder of Rome. Built to mock and to torture Rome's enemies, many of whom were followers of Jesus, built to show the divinity, the godliness of the Roman emperors. But here's the thing, the Roman Empire is no more. The Colosseum is a tourist attraction. But there's a powerful message revealed to all who enter into the Colosseum these days. You see, today, at the exact spot where the emperor once sat to watch these games of torture and death, there is now a large cross. I mean, 2,000 years ago, who would have ever thought it? Who would have ever imagined that? The symbol that once represented the most horrible kind of death now represents eternal life. And this, you see, my friends, is the truth of the gospel. The truth of the good news that has been revealed to you and me through God's word. That through Jesus' death and resurrection on that cross, you and I have been forgiven of our sins and have been made right with our God once and for all. You see, this is the gospel. This is the good news that those first Christians who stood in that Colosseum staked their very lives on. And what's so amazing to me is those Christians, they had no power. They had no clout. They had no church buildings. They didn't even have the Word of God, the Scriptures. But you see, those first Christians, they had Jesus. They had the truth of His death and resurrection, and that is all that they needed. And you see, that is all we really need. As we get back to the basics, as we rediscover the truth that Jesus is doing a new thing in us and through us. As we learn to let go of those things that hold us back from being the very people of God. You see, now is the time for us as followers of Jesus to be something different. Now is the time for us as followers of Jesus to do something different. To follow in the way of Jesus. To live like Jesus did so that we can represent the true nature of our God, a God of mercy and a God of hope and a God of love. Now is the time for us to do a new thing, to get back to the basics, trusting that our God is at work in us and through us as we live in this freedom that Jesus has come to give, and as we, his people, start to do a new thing. Showing the world, showing a culture that is turning from the church, a new kind of church. That's what Martin Luther did some 500 years ago. As the church of his day got away from the basics of the faith, Luther said, we got to get back to the truth. We got to get back to what really matters. And you see, that is what we can do today as we are willing to let go of the things that hold us back. As we who follow Jesus allow our words to match our deeds. As we are willing to welcome in love those who are different from us. As we are willing to treat others as Jesus treated others. As we are willing to let go of an old way of thinking and an old way of living. As we make it not about a system with its sacred places and texts and sacred men and sincere followers. Those things are a part of what it means to follow Jesus, but it's more than that, you see. As we build a different kind of church, a reforming church that's organized but also organic, that's relational, as we are willing to invest in one another. A church that's actually challenging to us, followers of Jesus, so that we can experience breakthrough that God wants for us. A church that is actually impacting and fulfilling in people's day-to-day lives. Something I'm afraid most people don't think of these days when they think of the church. But it is really the way of Jesus, isn't it? It is a way that is inviting and interesting, and it is fulfilling. And as people who are following Jesus together, we can rediscover this truth. Even when it's hard, even when it doesn't work out the way that we would like it to work out, as we start to live as people of freedom and people of truth, with Jesus in the center of everything, with Jesus in the center of our lives. Because you see, we're the ones, you and I, who have come to discover that it's really great to have Jesus in the center of our lives. You see, it changes us, doesn't it? It changes the way that we think about things. It changes the way that we live and do things. Because Jesus is in the center of our lives. So that we can be people who are living in that freedom. A freedom that allows us to really follow Jesus and trust him in everything. I mean, we sang it in that last verse of that last hymn. I mean, wow, if they're to take everything, I'm still going to win the day because I'm following Jesus.
We can trust that promise where Jesus said, seek my kingdom and my righteousness, and I got it. I'll take care of the rest. Trust me. Trust me. And you see, when we know that God is for us, we can be the people he's called us to be. As we put him in the middle of everything we do. As we put him in the center of our lives so that we can live as people of love, showing to others the way of Jesus, to our neighbors and to the next generation, so that they can experience this life-changing love of God and know what it means to be followers of Jesus too. As they come to know and believe that Jesus has come to do a brand new thing. Well, a wise person once said, I've learned that to ignore the facts does not change the facts. It's pretty wise, isn't it? To ignore the facts does not change the facts. Reminds me of a man who became an expert in ignoring certain difficult facts. You see, the man was getting on in years, and he observed something. He observed that everything is farther away than it used to be. It's twice as far to the corner, and he noticed that they've even added a hill. And he tells of no longer running to the bus because the bus leaves faster than it used to. And he told about one day when he ran across an old school friend. And he had aged so badly that he didn't even recognize him anymore. And he said, I got to thinking about him the next day as I was looking in the mirror and I glanced at my reflection. And I said to myself, wow, they don't make mirrors like they used to anymore. Seems to me this man really wasn't prepared to hear the truth. But how many of us really aren't prepared for the truth either? When life gets hard, when we deal with pain and we struggle with loss, when we face times of trouble, how many of us are really prepared for the truth when life isn't fair? When others get ahead and no one seems to care, and we go life alone. How many of us really aren't prepared for the truth when we try to take charge as we go our own way and do our own thing? Now, it sure seems to me like the crowd following Jesus in our gospel reading for today wasn't really prepared for the truth. Now, they'd been with Jesus, hadn't they? I mean, they'd experienced his miracles, they'd taken in his teachings, but when Jesus got down to the basics, that he was the way to freedom, that he was the truth of God's promises, that he was the life, even in death, they wanted none of it, and they wanted none of him. They just couldn't see that they were captive by a system and not by the Savior. Seems to me that there may be a few of us in the church today who think this same kind of way, thinking that we can find what we're looking for in a system and not in a relationship, as we tend to blend God's ways with our rites and rituals and our traditions. But here's the thing, Jesus has come to show us something new. God's original way. As he takes us back to the basics, as Jesus reestablishes a brand new covenant. That it's not through the shedding of animals' blood that our sins are forgiven, but it is through the shedding of his blood on the cross that all sins, past, present, and future, have been forgiven. And as those who have experienced God's love in this new covenant, we are people who seek to love as we have been given a new way of living, loving one another as we have been loved. You see, this This is the new way of Jesus. This is what Jesus came to establish. Not a new church, but a new way of living that we can all be a part of. The way of truth, as we are set free to be people of love. A love for God and a love for our neighbor. And Jesus shows us how we can live this way as we are, Roman numeral one, as we are keeping it real. As we seek a real relationship with our God, as we praise Him for what He has done for us. His grace, His mercy, His great love for us. But more than that, as we celebrate this God of ours. A God who comes to us in our needs, our struggles, our weaknesses, and sets us free. As we point number one, as we admit our slavery to sin. A captivity that keeps us from experiencing God's peace and God's passion and God's power in our lives. A captivity that holds us back as we miss out on our true identity. Sons and daughters of the King revealed to us in our baptism. As we miss out on our true calling to be people who are following Jesus, to be people who are changing the world. Now, no one ever thought 500 years ago that a young German monk would change the world, but wow, he did. As he revealed the truth, God's truth, standing on the biblical truth. Proclaiming a different message than the culture around him. That we are saved not by our works, not by what we do, not how many times we go to church or how much money we give to the church. No, we are saved by grace through faith. A free gift of God in Jesus Christ. Sins forgiven, victory won, a victory over our brokenness, a victory over our sin, a victory even over death itself. And you see, this had an impact. An impact on the world as people's hearts were changed, as people's lives were changed. Luther went back to the basics, and so must we. As we in the church are oftentimes very quick to forget what really matters. As we get caught up in the rituals and the traditions and forget about those people that God put in our lives who need to hear this good news. But it can be different. Now is the time for it to be different. As we point number two, as we confess Jesus as the truth. The one who sets us free from our failures and our fears, and prepares us to be ready for a new way of life that Jesus has in store for us. As we have the opportunity to create a different way that people look at us who follow Jesus. As we are people of faith and hope and love. A way of living that actually people want to be a part of, that people want to experience, that people want to share with others. Because you see, it was Jesus, the Son of God, who was held captive by your sins and mine. Taking our sin and paying the price and dying our death, giving of His life so that we can have life. So that we can follow Him. As we are Roman numeral two, people who are keeping it simple. Now, it's probably one of those movies that I'd like to see in the theater. It's coming up over Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving season. It's the new movie about Mr. Rogers. I mean, I think everybody loved Mr. Rogers, didn't they? Yeah. We all loved him, his kindness, his compassion, his routines. There was something about him, he just kept it simple, didn't he? There's something about that. There's something about how Jesus keeps it so simple as he makes us new and different people. People of faith and hope and love. People who keep it simple as we, point number one, celebrate our new identity as sons and daughters of the King. Living as forgiven and loved and empowered people who represent God well. As we are people who engage in the world in which we live, using our gifts, bearing the fruit of the Spirit, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control. Really living like disciples who are asking that question, what's God saying to me? And what am I going to do about it? As we live, point number two is free people. Giving of ourselves so that others will know that they belong. That they belong in their struggles and in their brokenness and in their confusion. So that they can begin to experience this new way of life as they, by the power of the Holy Spirit, come to believe the promises of God, who gives life and meaning and hope, and who empowers them to become the very people of God, people who know and believe the truth. Sometimes we just have to go back to the basics so that we can rediscover the truth. So that we can live in the truth. A freedom that enables us to create a different kind of culture. It doesn't turn people off to Jesus, but moves them to join us as we are people who are following Jesus together. Amen. Now may God's peace, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Why don't we stand as we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, these ancient words. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit.